ghostly sounds in the night, hair-raising monsters, creepy crawlers and all. They all turned out on October 22nd as the Boston Parks and Recreation hosted the first annual Falloween Children's Festival on Boston Commons. Parents and children of all ages showed up in colorful masks and festive Halloween costumes to help usher in this holiday of spooky ghosts and goblins. The holiday spirit was in evidence as the enthusiastic Halloween participants paraded around the grounds of the festival, strutting their stuff. Glow-in-the-dark games and food fit for the headless horseman riding through the moonless night were all part of this fall holiday celebration.
I think this is amazing. After all about the pandemic and everything, after almost 2 years, it feels really good. It feels like we are coming back to the normal life, and it feels really good to see all the people enjoying this time after a rough, I would say, almost 2 years. So it's been great. It feels good. It feels like, again, like Boston that we know.
Even today, day to day, they have to go through school with masks on all day, with very little mask breaks. I think this is great for them to be out in open air, being a little bit more free to express themselves, have some fun, and enjoy the night on the common.
This is special because last year we didn't even get a Halloween. And to see everybody out here with their families, you know, connecting with each other, seeing the kids playing rather than just being on FaceTime, it's beautiful to see.
It's a gorgeous night, but it is so important because of how separated, cooped up, stressed out we've been. And we haven't had a festival and a celebration like this in a year and a half. Everybody feels comfortable, we're not scared anymore, and it's just been wonderful, and we're so happy to be part of it. We come every year before COVID, and this is our first time coming after, and you can just see it, there's joy in the air.
Brinkley was at home all last year, didn't get to go to school, so she was homeschooled, and this is her first time to really interact with other little children and just be a little kid again, and perfect timing for Halloween, so she's super excited. She's little Chase, and we're just looking forward to having a great time.
On Saturday, October 23rd, Roxbury got to show off the $17.2 million renovations that began in November of 2017 on the library in Nubian Square. This celebration was interrupted by the COVID-19 virus, but the community finally got to see the library's new enlarged welcome area and expanded interior areas for specific age groups, which includes a new reading corner for children. In addition, there is now an African-American gathering space, a nutrition lab, and a new community room with state-of-the-art technology, which were all on display at the reopening celebration. Residents of Nubian Square, as well as other Roxbury residents, had input into the new design of this building.
Libraries, being in libraries, having access to books, stimulate our dreams, our hopes, our aspirations. We get to see and inhabit other people's lives. We become bigger. We become more informed. We find new paths for being because of the library. There's nothing like it.
One of the things that's really great about this space is it's creating opportunities from very young children to adults to have a place where they can learn and grow with the resources that are here, having computer access, access to books, and access to homework help, and access to many other opportunities. The building before was kind of unapproachable. You didn't really quite know where the entrance was. With the entrance opening right here onto Dudley Street, it now allows people to know that this is the library, this is a place where they can go, and this is where they should be.
The now beautiful exterior compared with the concrete uninviting exterior that existed before really stands as a symbol and an invitation to everybody to come inside. Our young people really deserve the access to the educational resources that are here, the cultural experiences that the library and the community will put on together, and we're just excited to help activate this space in the neighborhood.
I'll never, ever, ever forget that feeling I had the first time I got a library card and how special it made me feel, how important it made me feel at 7 years old to have that piece of paper with my name on it. And that is what libraries do for so many children all across our city every single day. They are integral community spaces that create opportunities to gather, to learn, and to connect with each other as neighbors.
As the Saints came marching in on October 24th around Jamaica Pond, so did the Jamaica Plain community and others to celebrate the 2021 JP Lantern Festival. The festival begins with the lantern-making workshops led by organizers of the event, spontaneous celebrations, and the others in the community. These lanterns are crafted from recycled plastic bottles and decorative tissue paper. Each year, several thousand people, with their decorated lanterns in hand, stroll around Jamaica Pond, lighting up the night and coming together as a community. The spirit of the upcoming holiday is present as many of the strollers wear Halloween and festive costumes for the event. As they walk, one can see a long string of lanterns magically winding its way around the shimmering pond, and many attendees say that the joy of bringing people together to celebrate the community on this night is also a powerful light shining all around the Jamaica Pond.
The Jamaica Pond has been such a central part of pandemic life for people in this town. It's, you know, everyone, many different generations, all different kinds of backgrounds, come here, walk around the pond, and witness the evolution of the seasons. And, you know, no better and more beautiful spot to do so than right here. And so tonight, you know, the end of October, getting to gather all together in person, in the beautiful outdoors, to say goodbye to summer and to light a lantern at the beginning of one of the most special seasons in New England, fall, is a really unique opportunity and one that we cherish and feel so grateful to have.
We've been living in the JP area for more than 4 years, and we love it. You know, we have two little girls, and, you know, I just love to see the twinkle and the wonder, especially my four-year-old eyes when she comes out here. So we've been collecting the lanterns every year, and we want to continue to come here. You know, as I'm walking down here and seeing all the folks coming together, you know, it's amazing. I know we missed out last year, so it's amazing just seeing everyone get back together, be part of the community, and, you know, we need to continue to do more of this.
This is really one of my most favorite parts of JP. It's a tradition that we've been keeping on for years, and it's so amazing just to look out onto the lake and to see all of the people and their lights all lighting up the whole lake. And I think it just brings such a community feeling together. You see people that you haven't caught up with in forever, and it's all celebrating our neighborhood and celebrating who we are. And I just adore it.
I love the warmth of the lanterns and people making that art and everybody coming together. The children get to do a second Halloween. And there's just a lot of neighbors around, a lot of old friends running into each other, and new friends, and it's lovely. I grew up around here, but I didn't get to enjoy this event as a child, so it feels really special.
Every fall we have done this, and this is something that is so special in this community. And it is a community. It's a community that comes together, and there are people of all nationalities here, and it's intermixed with all ages, and the beauty and excitement that you feel around us just stirs me to inside a very spiritual sense that here we have Jamaica Pond in the city, pristine and beautiful, and a wonderment for all.
On October 25th, 63 recruits marched up the aisles at Florian Hall to be sworn in as the newest group of firefighters. The 59 Boston, 3 Framingham, and 1 Quincy firefighter recruits graduated and were sworn in by Fire Commissioner John Dempsey. This group completed 22 weeks of rigorous training at the Boston Fire Training Academy. There, they received training in job-related skills such as ladder, engine, and hazmat operations, as well as EMS skills. It was stressed at the graduation the importance of this comprehensive training that they underwent, which is exemplified in the firefighters' motto, "Let no one's ghost come back to say his training let me down."
It's just kind of like a calling for most of these men and women. They probably all wanted to be a firefighter since they were small children, and, you know, it does, you know, it takes a special person to be able to ignore the fact that you're running into a building that's filled with toxic smoke and flames, and you just do it because it's the right thing to do, and you raised your hand and took the oath of office to perform that duty.
Their commitment to service, and the fact that even though that they're afraid, they're willing to put their lives at risk for the service of others, and everybody gets scared, and the fact that these individuals put their fears aside and are willing to put their lives at risk just so that they could save the lives of others is brave. Not many people want to do that.
As you move on today, go to work each day with a positive attitude and a willingness to learn. Respect others and learn your job, and that will earn respect in return. Treat your fellow firefighters and civilians with kindness and a caring heart. Enjoy this great job, but understand that you also have been given a trust that you must not violate. We can help people when their day is really bad. You can make a difference in people's lives.
Patrick, since a young age, has always been there to help people. He's helped his younger brother and friends in high school and mentored them on the football team, went on to the Marine Corps, served his country proudly, and has fulfilled his dream of becoming a Boston firefighter.
On Tuesday, October 19th, rising sea levels, flooding, and other effects of climate change are in evidence in the city of Boston and other coastal cities across the nation. Pertaining to this, on October 27th, a partnership to provide career development paths in climate change-related jobs for unemployed and underemployed youth was announced at the Office of Youth Options Unlimited in Boston. A major objective of this program is to help young people in communities that have suffered disproportionately as a result of COVID-19, providing training and jobs that fight climate change. An executive director will be hired to institute a training program to move these residents into these jobs after the completion of their coursework.
The great thing about the jobs at Youth Options Unlimited Boston for our young people is that they are getting that confidence to say, I can be successful in the workplace, I can go on for schooling after high school, I can study science, I can work in the climate industry itself. And so learning that interest early on while they're still in high school, it helps them to make better choices for themselves with regards to their next job or maybe where they want to go to school after high school.
I think it's important for youth to get employed in fields such as the energy industry, green energy, because it's a very consistent job, a job that you can definitely continue to develop those skills, continue to develop that information and that knowledge that pertains to that career in that career field. And it really allows a young person to be self-dependent, self-sufficient, and be able to provide for others that they may care about as well.
This program is about addressing climate change, about dealing with the real impacts we see, but it's also about putting at the front of the line the young people in our city who love this city and want to stay here, but often don't have the kinds of jobs that give them the financial resources. We've seen that the average black family in Boston has a net worth of $8. This Green Jobs program is about changing that for our young people, our young adults, and making sure that they have the resources they need to live in the city and to contribute.
I went down to Philadelphia and met a number of the young people who are doing the Philadelphia Power Corps, and seeing the ownership that they felt over this space, the sense that, hey, tackling the climate crisis is my work. It's work that I am becoming an expert in doing. Every day I get up and I am part of tending this part of the city, but really tackling that crisis, curbing carbon emissions. They just felt so much ownership and pride in that, and they're able to build income, build wealth for themselves and their families at the same time. I really think that's the kind of energy that we need in Boston.